This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hello and welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast. I am Mia.
I'm Charlie.
And today we're going to be talking about influences like media, pop culture, education, everything that we learn from that determine our ideas about gender, gender norms, gender roles, all that fun stuff. Growing up, were you, like, influenced by any TV shows, movies, books?
I don't think so.
Really?
No. Like, I can't remember any, like, specific TV show or anything that told me this is a man, that's a woman. Do you?
Probably definitely. Well, I can't remember specifically, but, like...
Name them all.
For example, Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Okay, it's so... Like, but just Peppa Pig. Like, you know, they've got, like, the very traditional family, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Daddy kids. Pig, Mummy Pig, and the two kids.
Does Mummy Pig work?
I don't think any of them freaking work, bro. They just, like... they just, like, go nuts.
Doesn't Daddy Pig, he goes off to work?
Does he?
I think so, but I can't recall if Mummy Pig does. Oh my god, it's
that
in the
is
kids' shows.
Gender inequality.
Oh my god.
Yeah, disgusting. Cancelled.
Yeah. Canceled. And then George plays with dinosaurs. What does Peppa do? Be annoying.
Is that trying to say something?
Yeah.
Is that trying to say something about women?
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't think of anything like in particular, but I just know that none of my like nothing I like no media I consumed growing up had anything about people other than man, woman, and
definitely
traditional gender roles for the most part. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Dora the Explorer, she like got out there and had fun in the outdoors or whatnot, but like Diego was a bit cooler.
Yeah. And did Diego come after Dora?
I think so.
So they saw that there was Dora the Explorer, who was a girl, and then they thought, we need one for the boys.
Yeah.
When probably. Why can't Dora be for everyone?
Hey, that's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah, and I remember, like, growing up, all, like, the... I would watch little, like, car shows and, like, vehicles and, like, animal ones. And all the girls would always wear, like, pink or purple or, like...
With big eyelashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the others would, like, be not... Like, I'm sure... That's fine, but, like, there was not much representation.
Yeah.
At all. I'm pretty sure that's probably changed quite a bit since we were kids, but...
Yeah, I'd hope so. Oh, and you know how, like, when they're animals and they make the, like, boy animal and then they make the girl animal and she always has, like, massive hips?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And like the Disney Pixar mom.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And even, oh my gosh. And then I started my Fortnite phase in intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
The girls in like this little cat suit.
Yeah.
You know, all the curves and dips and no waist showing, you know.
And they have like no armor on.
Yeah. I would say they're probably quite appealing to male eye.
Yeah. And I think that's why they were created.
Exactly.
Well, it's in like any like superhero movie.
Oh like, my gosh. Yeah.
I can think of, you know, Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
Yeah.
And she has that, like, really tight black full body suit, but she has cleavage.
Yes.
And then Captain America walks in and he's got a full suit, nothing showing.
I can't be like the titties. No, I can't say that.
Which, you know, is nice, but it's also why are her titties out?
Yeah. And then they brought the girls along because, you know, like, inclusivity.
Yeah.
But they got to have their rack out.
Yeah.
There's got to be some criteria.
Shots of their hips, butts as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's got to be like the most unrealistic standard. Okay, well, to be honest, it's not like the male superheroes. I don't think every man's walking around with a freaking six pack and like biceps the size of their head. Just in general, like, of course, there's always going to be less female superheroes.
Mm.
Of course, they're always going to have their rack out.
Yep.
And
they're going to be wearing makeup.
Yeah. And also, like, the superheroes always save the girl. Like Spider-Man and Gwen Stacy, bro.
Yeah.
As humans, we learn through observation. And a lot of the media and pop culture we consume models us the way that things should be.
Yeah.
When you're a little, like, baby child and your mind's soaking up stuff like a sponge and there's not much representation, like, women are represented as being very feminine, like, sticking to the traditional gender norms and roles and such and being over-sexualized, that's the perceptions we get.
Yeah.
And that's another thing why I think, although people should be held accountable and should be educated, you can't...
If it's in everything that you're engaging with.
Exactly. Like, you can't go and blame one person for, like, oh my God, you're the reason gender equality exist, because like that's how they've learned. That's what's been modeled to them.
Yeah,
you know, they haven't woken up one day and decided, oh yeah, women should be in the
kitchen.
Exactly, women should do the clean. Like they have. That's what's been modeled to them, and it is through kids' TV shows a lot, man.
But even outside of content and social media and stuff like that, it's in politics. It's in
it's in the news a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, the way genders are reported in the news are very different.
Mm.
Very, very different. Also, when there's any news about people other than like man or woman, it's like emphasized. Like, I don't know why we have to be like
emphasized like
that. Like their gender is, it's all like crime with girls. If a girl commits a crime, their gender is emphasized.
Yeah, yeah.
It's modeled to us. And there's nothing, like, again, like there's literally nothing wrong with traditional family structures, but when that's the only thing put in kids' minds, they're going to be a little bit shocked when they when they get into the real world and they're like, I don't know if I want to stay in the kitchen all day and clean dishes. And
because you need to show that, I guess, everything is possible.
Yeah, and it is. Like, why shouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Men are the ones who, like, fight. I feel like that's a big thing. Like, men fighting and women needing to be saved.
Ooh, and how women are kind of always, like, the seducers.
Yes.
And they're, I guess, like, their superpower is having, like, womanly charm.
Yes, that is so true. And it's the same with men, too. Like, this is, like, very generalized, too, though we're speaking about this. But, like, say in Disney movies, how, like, the prince always saves the princess.
Yeah.
I don't know what's got, that's got to do with men. I just had another thought. Anyways, but like, yeah, like Disney princesses, it's like the woman's always saved by the man.
And I feel like even in talking about Disney movies, like Entangled.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't need to be saved by anyone, but he still goes with her, still like saves her throughout, even though she's put up to be this like strong, independent woman. In the end, I'm pretty sure he's the one that does save her because he cuts her hair.
She still relies on him.
Yeah.
Like there's still a man in the narrative.
Yeah, when she would have been just fine.
Okay, one good one was Brave. Brave did pretty good.
Yeah, and Frozen.
Yeah.
This is about sisterhood.
Yes. So, generally, in pop culture and media, it reinforces traditional gender norms. That's, like, the point we're trying to get across, basically. You know, like, men as dominant, like, strong,
saviors.
More aggressive, more rational, assertive, and women as, like, nurturing, emotional, reliant.
And always worried about their looks.
Yeah.
Like, I just
so
thought
true.
With Tangled, Mother Gothel?
Yeah.
Her entire thing was she didn't want to be old and ugly.
Yeah.
And so she ate the flower or whatever and it made her really pretty.
Yeah.
And youthful.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think that's another thing that's pushed in media is the whole idea that women can't age. Like, have you seen, like, Kris Jenner and, like, all the cosmetic work she's had?
Oh, gosh. Like, I don't know if this is just my social media where I can see this, but, like, the amount, like, how filler and Botox is so, like, normal now.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with getting that, but, like, it's kind of sad that people think it's so normal that people think that they kind of have to.
Yeah,
and it's, like, abnormal if they don't. It's just crazy.
And it also gets to a point, like, if your face is that full of filler and Botox, like, aging is normal. We're all going to do it.
Yeah, I think aging is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, because it shows you've lived a life.
Yeah. I feel so, like, do whatever you want, but, like, being 18 or, like a teenager or even in your young 20s and feeling the need to, like, you have to put stuff in your face, that's something wrong. And I think that's another thing is it's like, which we will talk about in a later episode, is like with consumerism, women are easy to
like target. Yeah,
like with this whole obsession with like beauty and skincare, I think.
Oh my god, yeah.
So it's so easy to sell things.
Yeah
when women feel like there's this constant unrealistic standard they have to keep up with, that all so many other celebrities are like setting that standard, like freaking Kris Jenner, who else is 70 and looks like her?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's a story for another day. Like, gender occupations. That's another thing. Like, again, women are, like, the nurturers, like, the teachers, the nurses. The magic school bus, what's her name? And it's always, like...
Oh, Miss Frizzle?
One random else example. But, like, it's always the women who are teaching. Men are, like, the cops.
Yeah.
And, like, the CEOs.
And women also in, like, retail jobs, supermarkets.
Yes. Men are tradies. men are on the job, like Bob the Builder Man.
Yeah.
He's on the tools.
Yeah, what would be like the not cisgender man version of Bob the Builder? Because there's also, did you ever watch Handy Andy or something?
Yeah.
The little Spanish guy and he had all the tools?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think
girls have Peppa Pig.
Girls. Yeah.
A British pig.
And Barbie.
Oh, yeah. It's a white doll.
Yeah.
Blonde hair.
Yeah.
Very curvy for a doll.
Exactly. Also, the thing with, like, shows how, like, they'll wake up, but they'll literally have their hair and makeup, like, perfectly done.
Yeah.
Like, so unrealistic. And, like, unrealistic's fine. It's literally just a show if you don't look at it that deeply. But
also, I can think of other shows with, like, real-life characters and stuff where the women have woken up before their, like, their boyfriend or their one-night stand. Yeah.
Yes.
Hours before. Like, was it Euphoria with Cassie? You know how she does that four-hour routine to get ready before she goes to see what's his face? Yeah, and she has like that roller thing and she puts on like 10 skincare products.
Yeah.
Because she needs to look her best.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all he does is roll out of bed and go.
And it's also, again, this is so generalized, but like it's also always the girls who are having the guy drama.
Yeah.
How many shows do you see? Okay, I'm sure there are a lot, but like they're much less though of where the guy's the main character and they're having this like, oh, the love of my life.
Yeah. It's always work related or something like, super manly.
Exactly, like the Wolf of Wall Street kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's the main character for most dramas is like girls. And then looking at more like things like the news, like more of like factual things. The way women and men are reported are like very different.
Have you seen how when women do something, they get their mugshots and stuff posted, right? But if a man like kills his family, it's always a really nice photo of him with his family. And he's like in the caption and stuff, he's depicted as like, you know, this really loving father, yada yada. And it's like, well, he like murdered people, but okay.
And they always get like the craziest photo of like, oh my gosh, like the mushroom lady. I can't even remember her name, but
the
like
one in Aussie, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like they get like the craziest photos that you possibly can. Oh my gosh, another one. Gossip magazines.
Yep.
It is so like, oh my gosh. First of all, leave poor Kate alone. Leave poor Megan alone. The royal family.
Yeah. Oh my
I think they just exist for drama now. I'm gonna be so honest. But they always make the girls seem crazy. And also it's like the whole thing is like, you know, who's like selling woman gossip. Like you only see like trucking magazines for men and stuff.
Yeah, like motorbikes and stuff.
Again, like reinforcing like girls gossip, and I know there's a market for them.
But why do you have to base your whole business, like, etc., on woman drama?
It's called Woman's Day and Woman's Weekly. Like the magazine is made for women. Men gossip too. They just
huge gossipers.
Gossip differently. Oh my gosh, yes. Like you get a boyfriend. Like I got a boyfriend, and I was like, this guy doesn't shut up.
Yeah,
he loves a good gossip.
They need
probably
their own
more
magazine.
Than me.
Yeah,
they just are expected to behave quite differently.
Yeah, it's kind of almost expected that women will gossip.
Yeah.
So you need to target that.
But that's like a social norm.
Yeah.
That's men probably just as inclined to gossip. They just don't because they don't want to seen as like, that's like unmanly to gossip. So
they can't buy the Women's Weekly, but they really want to.
Oh, yes. I'm sure like they like pretend to do the crosswords in the back, but I'm sure they're like,
they're flicking through the royal drama.
Yes. Oh no, the queen's dead.
Kate Middleton, she's doing stuff.
Oh, Kate and Megan, they had like a punch up in a bar, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and he's like kicking his feet and hands on his chin reading this stuff. Music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, okay, because my parents were very strict on technology when I was growing up. But I wasn't allowed to watch like the music channel with the music videos because like it always had girls like in literally just bikinis dancing around.
Yeah. That was like the main idea of every music video.
Yes. And lyrics.
Yeah. Like, to the point, like I can remember in health classes, one of the main things of health class was what you see in the music videos, in the lyrics, is not actually what women are like or what men are like.
Well, I would hope not.
Yeah.
Like, I hope a girl's not just like throwing
herself,
I can't say ass,
naked across the car. Yeah.
And I hope guys aren't just smoking drugs and going to strip clubs.
Yeah. But it was just so normalized.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just, it's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, it can't be the only thing you see.
And then another thing, like, imagine if a woman wrote the same lyrics as, like, say, Tyga does.
Yeah.
Like, Sexy Red, she gets shade thrown at her, like, left, right, and center, like, because she's a girl doing a predominantly male-dominated genre of music and lyrics. Girls are singing about love stories and stuff, and she's like, I'm shaking ass on her face.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite Sexy Red lines, it's in the Tyler, the Creator song, Sticky.
Oh,
and
yes.
How it's, I don't fight for my respect, I just fight for D-I-C-K.
Yeah.
So valid.
Honestly. So that's it. That's just, it's, again, not saying it's necessarily wrong, but I'm just saying it's something that influences our perceptions of men and women.
And if that's all you're seeing, then that's all
probably not too good
that you're gonna take it.
But then if you look on the brighter side, right, I think looking at kids shows now, or at least some of them, I've like sat down with my little cousins, and it's a lot less about gender.
Yeah,
I think, well, again, I don't watch many kids shows, guys, so I can't speak too confidently on this, but I think they're doing a lot better in terms of
I think there's more, it's more not representation. Focused about gender.
Yeah, like Bluey.
I love Bluey.
Really?
I do.
Oh.
Do you not like Bluey?
No, I've seen some of them, but like probably, I think it's the intro that does my head in.
Oh yeah, the music.
Although they're still like, oh, mom, dad.
Oh yeah.
They still do that. I think they're getting a bit better with representation in kids' shows. And then there's this argument though that people are like, oh, you're poisoning their minds, like you're the reason that people are like not sticking to these traditional gender roles and people are choosing to be things other than their assigned gender at birth. Like I've seen that as like an argument, oh, it's poisoning their minds, whatever, because we didn't grow up with we didn't grow up with that stuff, like years ago, no one grew up with that stuff.
We didn't have, I guess, we didn't have so much diversity.
Yeah, we didn't have the same representation back then.
Yeah.
But I think, like, because otherwise they're just going to grow up and they're going to, like, be a little bit shocked.
Yeah.
And you want kids who don't feel like they're assigned gender at birth to feel like they actually are normal. No, I just said you don't want them. you want them to feel like, I've heard so many stories of people who are trans and they've, like, right as, like, a kid, they knew. They were like, I just grew up and that was like, there was no question about it.
Damn, like, it's not necessarily the media that's influencing them to be trans. It's they feel in themselves they are trans or they are gay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they see that representation in media.
Makes them feel okay to express.
Yeah, it makes them feel normal.
That identity. Yeah. And that's good. So, in a way, it's good. I think there is slowly shifting, but also with social media, there's a lot more representation.
Yeah, like, I think there's a lot we can say about how negative the media, pop culture, there are so many negative impacts.
Yeah.
But there are also so many positives as well.
Generally getting better, even though there is a rise in conservatism.
I mean, we're better than 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, 100%.
And we can only hope to get better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's more about like, it's not like there shouldn't be a gender in kids' shows. It's more like it shouldn't be based around gender. Like, it shouldn't be so focused on the narrative. Shouldn't be, is what happens.
Like, you shouldn't have specific characters that are made to be like, oh, this character is a trans woman, and that's her entire personality.
Yeah. Generally, we're heading in, like, a better direction, I think. Another thing is gendered marketing. This is a big thing. As we're talking about consumerism.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Another thing. Sorry. Random. oh, my gosh. Advertisements.
Yeah.
Every single cleaning advertisement ever, products, vacuum cleaners, anything.
Woman.
Always a woman.
Yeah.
And any like outdoorsy tool products, fixing products, always a man. I still, and to this day, actually, I don't really watch TV, so I haven't seen advertisements. I probably haven't seen anything else.
And they're always older white women as well.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with older white women.
My auntie works in advertising. She was creating some ads. When they were hiring like the actors for the ads, they hired one black man. They weren't allowed to hire anyone else of color or LGBTQ because
They filled their quota.
They weren't allowed to because they're like, no, people won't take the ad well.
Yeah,
I can't believe that's a thing.
Yeah, they've got the diversity hire.
Like, as long as they've done their bit, they can't do much more because otherwise it'll
backlash. That's in little things like advertising.
A big thing too is that majority of the people who are watching TV and are seeing these advertisements are like the old old white people.
Mm, yeah.
So like they want the viewers, you know.
Yeah.
But that's another thing we learned in when I've learned about media reporting.
Mm.
Is the way news is reported is so majority of people who watch the news are middle-aged, white, middle-class.
Mm-hmm.
And so when reporting the news and news stories, this is the same with the newspaper too, they villainize other ethnicities and ages and just out-groups, basically, and don't do that with middle-aged, white, middle-class people.
Yeah.
Make them out to be the good guys, basically. Yeah. Because, again, people like seeing people like them.
Yeah, as the good people.
As the good people and seeing people other than them as the bad people. And then, therefore, that gets more views.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of the time when people who are, like, you never really see white criminals, their ethnicity isn't mentioned. But a lot of the time, we're probably a bit better about this in New Zealand. Generally, it's, immigrant was caught doing this, or teens were caught doing this.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I don't know if this is with your parents, but how my mum will sometimes be like, oh, the Asian lady did this, or the...
Yes.
The really huge man over there, the race, gender are like the defining attributes of that person.
Like that's how they've learned to view.
Yeah, yeah, the world. Older generation.
Like that's how they've learned to interpret. Things like that, they're emphasized on the news. Like if someone does any wrongdoing, yeah, that'll be made a like it's framed as a class issue or an age issue or a race issue.
Mm.
If there's like, say, like the ram raids, you know how there was like a big frenzy about ram raids a couple years back?
Yeah.
That was like framed as, okay, it's teenagers, lower class.
Maori.
Yeah. Like they're the villains here.
Mm.
And that was statistically, that might be right.
Mm.
Why are we emphasizing that?
Why does it have to be the main? Because that feels like that's the main point rather than the ram raid.
But then you look at other crimes, like, well, just other crimes, like, that is such a disproportionate amount of crime. And then, like, that group is probably committing so much less crime than the population of the people watching, like the middle-aged, middle-class white people.
Yeah.
Like, they're committing more crime.
Yeah. A big thing, too, would be, like, looks, what your body should look like. Because that can be for both genders.
Yeah.
And how unrealistic it is.
It is.
I would say both man, woman, anyone, there is a high unrealistic standard for what you should look like. But I feel like it's targeted more towards women to get procedures, to buy skincare products, to do this and that.
Like you look at Family Guy.
Peter.
Exactly. He probably hasn't got like, he's not jacked. He's not jacked.
He's got no neck.
Hey, Lois is like, look at shit, like body is tea. Body is tea. What is that about?
Yeah,
what
and there's always episodes about her looks and Peter can just go off and do whatever.
And even other than cartoons though, actors are chosen to be actors for a reason. They're chosen to be actors because they're hot. That's how they land the roles a little bit because they're hot. That's what makes them likable. That's what makes people attracted to the show, because unfortunately people are attracted to attractive people. So see, all of this isn't hypothetically bad. It's just when you realize that that's what people are growing up viewing and seeing as normal, then they feel upset if their identity doesn't match that of the norms, or their looks doesn't match that of what's shown to them.
Yeah.
Or
because it's also just not mentioned that for that actor or actress to have that incredible body or to look a certain way, they have had resources, they've had money, they've had the time to, you know, work out and have all the diet stuff.
Exactly. Did you watch the Victoria's Secret, like how they started doing the Victoria's Secret shows again?
Oh, with the modelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they started doing the Victoria's Secret shows again. Everyone was like really mad because they've got models in there they're not even big. Like,
at all.
But they started doing like plus size. It's ridiculous what they call plus size bodies.
Yeah, and it's like an average.
Yeah, like just normal looking body. And everyone's like, where's the tradition? Where's like, used to be competitive.
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. Like, the only realistic representation, real life, is what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, you see, look at all of the bodies in front of you. Not like that, actually. I can't say it. But look at all the people in front of you. How many look like a supermodel?
Yeah.
You'll probably see maybe one every, like, 300. It's not normal.
Yeah.
Like, what you see in front of you, that is normal.
You have to think, well, how did they get there?
Exactly. How do they get the publicity? It's because they're out of their average group.
Yeah. I mean, there's the whole thing, particularly with women supermodels, where they had to starve themselves to get so incredibly thin, and they were eating, like, is it Bella Hadid or Gigi Hadid, where there's that whole conversation with their mum, and the mum's like, have half an almond, and she's like, well, I already had half an almond, but I'm like really hungry, and the mum's like, oh, you just need another half almond because you have a big show coming up.
I think it was like Gigi, she was wanting to play, like, was it volleyball or basketball?
Mm.
She was like, no, it's making you too bulky or something like that.
Yeah, that's not normal.
And then also the other thing is, it's not just women who feel like they have to live up to this standard. Like, men have now have this expectation of what women should look like.
Yeah.
That's like, focus on yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, external women need to look like this, that, and the other. There are some ugly men out there.
Yeah.
Who are saying these things.
Honestly, yes. It's ridiculous.
And it's like, you know, look however you want. But I guess it comes back to the whole idea, like how we were talking with conservatism. If that's fine for you, then great. But you don't have to push that onto everyone else.
I think, like, looks is the least important thing about anyone. If you die tomorrow, that's the last thing people are going to be, oh, God, she was so pretty.
Yeah.
No one's going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, his six-pack.
Yeah.
Will be missed.
Yeah. R.I.P. No, it's the least important thing.
And yeah.
It's kind of sad how I think our generation's quite hyper-focused on it. Again, that's with social media and influencers. It's a weird two-way street, though, because it's like, then you're also seeing more representation. Mm. I think there has been, like, research on it, and it's all been quite inconclusive about whether it's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, does it give us unrealistic expectations, or does it open us up to more representation? Still indecisive, still ever-evolving. Still hard to tell. I think it also is very reliant on what you choose to consume.
Oh, yeah. And what you engage with.
Yeah. So let's keep the kids safe.
Yeah.
Let's keep the kids safe.
Save the children.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode today. Join us next week when we discuss double standards and expectations on women with Rihanna, our special guest from the YWCA.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, see you next week.
Adios.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.